there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you've joined us today. Now, join the choir as they start the broadcast under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Thank you, choir, for that good singing. It's a great joy to Aunt Carolyn's heart to know boys and girls and young people who say to the Lord, "Here am I, Lord, send me." Our greatest thrill is to see young folks who are saved, living for the Lord, and dedicated to doing His will. Say, Bible Clubbers, do you like bugs? I suppose I should be a little more refined and say insects. Well, I suppose we like some and dislike others. Did you know the Bible mentions bugs and insects quite often? God mentions gnats, says some would easier swallow a gnat than go through the eye of a needle, and flies and grasshoppers and others. I suppose one of the most important, though, is the ant, as in Proverbs 6. God tells us to watch the ant and to learn from her. She works hard in the summer to gather food for the winter. She's smart in that she prepares for the inevitable while there's time. And oh, how we ought to know that destruction and hell are ahead for the sinner. But in this life we have time to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and make preparation to be with Him in eternity. But other animals are smart in that way, in that they prepare for the inevitable. The most amazing thing is that the ant does all this work and makes all this preparation without someone to tell her what to do or when to do it or to supervise her while she works or to inspect it afterwards. She works and does the job right and completely without a parent or a teacher or a principal or a pastor to oversee her. Say, Bible Clubbers, God wants us to be just like that, to do the job right and completely, to be dependable and pleasing to the Lord, not needing or waiting on somebody else to push us or to prod us along, but to be dependable, to do our work independently and take the initiative to do God's will and to do God's way and to be what we ought to be. So let's be like the ant this week. Think about it. And now, here's a song of praise.
Thank you. This world is a death trap, and Satan adds to the danger even more as he goes around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And one of the smoothest lures he uses is our own desire for things, our own ambitions to get ahead, or our own desire for recognition. Oh, we're our own enemy, aren't we? Because we think so much of ourselves and of the things of this life. But Jesus said when he was here on earth that we should beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. And then Jesus told a story about a very rich man to whom God had been so very good. In fact, the Bible says God blessed his land so well that his land just produced tremendous crops. Oh, boy, the man got really excited as the harvest season began to come along. Why, the crops looked better and better each month of their maturity. God caused the rain to fall at just the right times, and he caused the sun to shine in just the right amount so it didn't get too hot and burn them up before harvest season and dry them out. Oh, the crop just looked like it was going to be really good. In fact, when harvest time came, the man was about beside himself. Why, this was a real bumper crop. This was just wonderful. He stood beside his house and watched the loads of grain as they came rolling in and as his servants unloaded them at the granaries, and he thought, why, this is too good to be true. Just bushels and bushels passed his face, and the dollar signs began to roll around in his head. Oh, he was going to be rich. But pretty soon, he had a new problem. The granaries were getting full, and the barns and the sheds that he used for extra storage were getting full. And what was he going to do? The servants began to declare, do something, tell us what to do. We're going to have to pour this out on the ground. And he's puzzled, and he studied, and he walked the floor, and he said, what shall I do? What shall I do? The trouble of it is, boys and girls, he asked the wrong person, because he said his question within himself. He asked himself for the answer. Never crossed his mind that he should ask God for the answer. How true that is of boys and girls sometimes. We have problems and we never think to take them to the Bible. We never think to hunt for the answer there. We never think to pray and ask the Lord Jesus about our problems. We just study and puzzle within ourselves or get advice from the wrong person. And so that's what he did. And he came up with the wrong answer. And you will too. If you don't take your problem to the Lord, you'll come up with the wrong answer. If you don't search for the answer in God's Word, the Bible, you'll come up with the wrong answer too. So he said, what shall I do within himself? And then he, I know what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And I'll bestow all my fruits and all my goods. And then I'll just relax. I'll have an early retirement. I'll say, soul, take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry, 'cause you have much goods laid up. You'll never have to worry about money or working again. Oh, he thought he had it made. He had the wrong answer, and he got the wrong response. And while he was rejoicing in how smart he was and how rich he was and how easy and relaxed he was going to live, God said, thou fool, this night shall thy soul be required of thee. Then who shall all those things be which thou hast provided? And that very night, boys and girls, that man had to meet God face to face. Oh, he thought this world was wonderful. He'd lay up possessions and riches and treasure. He'd live on Easy Street. But he didn't count on eternity. Oh, listen, God wants you and me to seek not the pleasures of this world, but to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then he'll add all these things. See, that man could have thought, I've just got more than I need. God's been so good to me. Now what would he have me do with all this extra that I have? He didn't ask the Lord, though. The Lord might have told him to use it to help the missionaries on the mission field. Sell part of it to give to the needy. Sell part of it and give the money to those that are doing God's work and help God's work prosper and help the gospel go out to the lost people who've never heard of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you see, he didn't think anything about that. He thought only of himself. But you see, oh well, Aunt Carolyn, that's talking about an old man like that, sure, that's got a lot of money in the bank and being an old miser and storing it up for himself, but that's not me. Why, I don't even have a regular job. Why, I'm in school. Oh, yes, but now, do you get an allowance? Are you giving God his part of that? Do you have a job sometime mowing lawns or sweeping yards or sweeping porches or washing windows? And you get a little money for that? Are you giving God his part? When you have more than you need of something, are you stingy with it? You've got an extra piece of candy in your pocket and you wouldn't share it with anybody else for anything in the world? You know the gospel, and you won't share that with anybody else either. You're being stingy. Oh, you say, no, I'm not stingy, Aunt Carolyn. I'm bashful. I'm shy. I just can't talk very well. Oh, there might be some boyfriend or girlfriend along your neighborhood who you'd be the very one that could win that person to the Lord if you'd just forget yourself. Not be like this man in the story Jesus told who just thought all of himself, me and my goods and my fruits and my barns and my stuff. That's all he could think about. Listen, forget yourself. Forget what you want, the things you want. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and the Lord Jesus Christ will add all the things you need. And then you'll be building up treasure in heaven, where moth and rust do not corrupt, and thieves don't break through and steal, and you'll have crowns and rewards when you get to heaven. If you'll live for the Lord Jesus Christ now, and spend your time and your energy and your money and whatever God gives you for him. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.